Welcome to the FT Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 6th of November, and I'm recording at 9:45 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, monetary policy is, of course, the big driver of bull markets, the accommodative monetary policy, I should say, and it really doesn't get more accommodative than the monetary policy that we continue to see. The consequences of this have been a very strong, albeit somewhat rangy, bull market that really began either in late 2008 or in the first quarter of 2009, depending on which indices that you're actually looking at. Now, most investors are reasonably confident that this monetary policy is going to remain super accommodative at least for a few more months and possibly longer than just the medium term. However, in terms of valuations, what we actually see is quite interesting. Because a lot of the evidence suggests that this is quite a mature bull market, and that's not surprising since it's persisted for beyond the average of most bull markets. And a number of investors, I think, are happy to ride trends as long as the monetary policy is so accommodative, but they're a little bit nervous in terms of sectors. And therefore, they're also watching the momentum very carefully in these markets. And the question that a lot of them are pondering is, well, what do we buy in here? Do we go in and buy, for instance, some more of these big multinational retail shares? Nike's a classic example. And we're looking at price-earnings ratios that are in the mid-20s. Well, that's not wildly expensive, but more importantly, perhaps, it's certainly not cheap. So what should we actually be buying? And when you look around the globe, that while the United States is definitely one of the strongest markets of all, and it has special factors going for it, including the technology lead that the U.S. has, the very, very competitive energy costs that the United States also has. But the valuations, as I say, are often high. And we look elsewhere around the world, and what's performing? Well, a number of the more secure Middle Eastern markets are doing exceedingly well. We've got Saudi Arabia's index pressing up against its highs. If you go to Africa, you see a number of indices there which are also pressing up their highs, not least Nigeria, despite some considerable ongoing political problems in that country. These are late in the cycle movers, in my opinion. So, again, coming back to what does one choose if you want to participate in these markets, I think we're looking increasingly at what people would normally regard as some of the riskier asset plays. In terms of valuations in the mature markets, such as the European markets and also the United States, that mining sectors generally have the lowest valuations. In other words, would you want to pay a 20-plus multiple for something that has been performing over the last 4 years or more? Or do you want to buy something that has lagged way behind but is selling at less than half that multiple, perhaps something in the 8, 9, 10 range overall? So shares that are a lot cheaper but where the actual fundamental story in terms of their medium, short to medium term potential is a little bit more obscure. So that's another late in the cycle development. And we also have a bit of controversy regarding the whole U.S. quantitative easing story, with an increasing number of people being quite vocal in their opposition to an ongoing funding of $85 billion a month in here. And a good many people are feeling that the tapering really should commence, and quite soon. Now, you weigh it all up, and I think that this is a nervous market, but people are hanging in there, understandably, because of this very powerful monetary policy tailwind. But the risks, I would say, are also increasing overall, and there's a little bit of a greater fool theory here as well, in a momentum move, because if I summarize that and explain exactly what I mean, for instance, a manager might feel that, well, he's perhaps being a bit foolish in holding on and running with a position that he feels is becoming overvalued, or is quite overvalued, depending on what it is. But yet he's living in hope that somebody else out there who still has cash to burn is going to come in and be an even greater fool and bid prices higher. So this is a nervous market environment, and I think that the risks are actually increasing overall, compared with where we were a year ago. And what were people saying a year ago? Well, you probably remember quite clearly, but I'll answer my own question. A lot of people were worried about a crash, and exactly a year ago. And that tells us that they were underinvested and very nervous. Today, you've got people who are talking bullishly, not least in the short term, and they're also talking about further PE ratio expansion. So, again, putting it all in perspective, I think this is now a more speculative stock market overall. Okay, what else is going on in here right now? We have long-dated government bond yields today. A little bit, it's a quiet day. We had some sharp rises yesterday when Wall Street, at the beginning at any rate, was relatively soft. But as I mentioned at the beginning of this audio, those U.S. indices are pressed right up, or ranging right up near their highs right now, after reasonable gains. The exception was the NASDAQ, which closed lower, down 0.2%, but the S&P was up nearly 0.5%, and the Dow was stronger still, and the Dow hit a new all-time high in here today, closing at 15,746, nearly 47. Now, long-dated government bond yields, as I mentioned a moment ago, quiet today, but they have pushed upwards in the last fortnight. I wouldn't be surprised if we've seen the reaction lows during this medium-term consolidation, is the way I'm actually describing it. That U.S. 10-year bond is up over it's about 2.6364 on the yield, having bottomed down near the 2.47 level. It's still a long way from the 3% yield that we saw in September, but the risks will increase further. I think if we do see, or when we see, yields push back up towards that 3% level and higher, I think that's a medium term probability. But it's not something that's likely to happen in the very short term, in my opinion. And we also have some softness in the commodity markets, which Owen and I have been talking about here pretty much every day, and that is keeping inflationary pressures in most countries at bay, and it is also creating the impression that we have, not only do we not have inflationary pressures indicated by commodity prices, but we also have some signs of deflationary pressures, and that will not deter Janet Yellen nor any other central banker, I think, from continuing to provide this accommodative monetary policy, certainly over at least the short term and probably the medium term. Precious metals are ranging here today with Wall Street rallying today. The dollar came off a little bit once again, but is still holding about the, on the U.S. dollar index, the 80.5 level. So a point and a half above that important support down at 70.79 that was tested and has held. My feeling is that if stock markets weaken, we'll probably see the dollar push, or when stock markets weaken, we'll probably see the U.S. dollar push higher. But it will not be attracting any safe haven demand while stock markets are generally fairly firm overall. Precious metals, meanwhile, continue to range in what looks to me as a probable support building process overall. But I think we're definitely going to see more of this ranging. But today's gains, just to mention them for you, palladium, 764. Silver, 2182. Gold bullion, $1,318. Quite steady here overall, as you can see. Soft commodities, mostly a little bit easier. And other highlights, which perhaps I didn't touch on while mentioning Wall Street, just a quick wrap. We saw in among some of the other stock markets, European markets were really quite steady overall, with the lead coming from Switzerland and also Italy. Japan was reasonably firm, but China indices were lower. Thailand was the best of the ASEAN indices. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.